This is CliffCentral.com.
Lifestyle Home Garden, as you know, have redecorated our entire office here. We've got trees that are 3 meters tall. We've got plants that look like some of our presenters. We've got amazing greenery. The place feels like a tropical rainforest, and considering it's winter, that is something.
There is something so special about coming here in the morning now. Yeah. It's like a whole different level of nice.
Well, the plants make the whole place feel healthier and more alive and more vital, and I just love it. But we're talking today about herbs in your kitchen. 5 quick minutes of help to help you flourish in your living kitchen. Practical tools to help you grow and maintain herbs and all kinds of other things. Now, you can fill your kitchen and your home with the amazing, lovely scents of herbs to add to your soups, your stews, salads, drinks, and even more to create your own living kitchen. Having herbs right at hand means you can just snip off what you need without much ado about simply growing them on a bright, sunny windowsill. You know, it's easy. It's easy to do. Ben's tried it. I've tried it. Plus, you get the bright foliage of kitchen herbs, which will cheer you up throughout winter. Because God help you, if you live in the drier parts of our country during winter, it's brown. The only color you get? Brown. So at least these will help to give a little bit of green at this time of year. So here are a few essential tips for having success with kitchen herbs. First of all, they need bright light conditions and at least 4 to 6 hours of sun a day. So don't put them in some dark corner and think it's going to work. Put them in a range of your favorite pots or windowsill planters on or in front of a north or northwest facing window or windowsill. If you need to know, just pull out the compass. Most of our phones have compasses on them now.
Yep.
Right? West-facing will also do. Don't do east or south if you could possibly help it. Just think the east rand is dangerous, and just think the south rand is also dangerous.
Exactly, yeah.
So keep it west, which is where the buses stop running, and keep it north.
And the west also is where lifestyle is.
Yes, that's correct. If you don't have a sunny window, group your kitchen herbs in a large, attractive pot or wooden herb planter and place it in front of a sunny patio door. If you're able to open your kitchen window, you could also plant your herbs in a window box with brackets on the outside and pick what you need from inside. Make sure the containers you use for your kitchen herbs have adequate drainage. If you don't have good drainage, you're going to have problems. Feed your kitchen herbs once a month with a water-soluble, nitrogen-rich fertilizer or foliar feed, which is suitable for edibles, and these are organic and available from Lifestyle Home Garden. Herbs are givers. They want to be pruned, and they like being used, so you can't, don't worry about overusing them. In other words, clip little bits off, use them where you need to. Cutting will often make them grow bushier and fuller. It's very important to grow herbs that you like and prefer to use. If you're still getting to know them, marking them with an attractive herb stick will help you on your way. So, you know, oregano has a certain role in the kitchen, thyme, rosemary, mint. These are the kinds of things we're talking about. Do you use any of those, Ben?
I used to use quite a lot of oregano.
Yes.
And mint.
Oregano's lovely on pizza.
Yeah, mint's really good with lamb.
There we go. And mint's also nice in mojitos.
Sure, for summer. Yeah.
And not all herbs lend themselves to indoor gardening. So, Lifestyle recommends the following herbs for your kitchen. Chives. Put those in stews and soups and things. Mint, lemon balm, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, thyme, basil, and bay leaf. And always choose the herbs that you enjoy cooking and garnishing with. Visit the Lifestyle blog for more info with lifestyle.co.za. They tried to make it as easy as possible for you. Lifestyle.co.za. They are, of course, on the corner of Bayes Nordea and Esterhout Avenue in Rand Park Ridge, Randburg. Go to lifestyle.co.za for more. Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. Brilliant. I'm actually going to plant some herbs this weekend. I'm now inspired to do it.
It just looks so good. There's no getting away from it. They are amazing to look at.
No, look at and use, and the smell's good, too. Mm. You know, some people have stinky kitchens. This is a way to make it better.
Well, especially if you cook fish or something a lot.
This is CliffCentral.com.